faith in a God to whom they can ask questions, who they even feel compelled to ask. They believe in a God who can answer them, even if he doesn't seem to want to. They rely on the fact that God does have a plan for their lives, even if he isn't sharing it with them at the moment. There is no doubt that God has a plan for his people, and understanding God's plan for your life begins with understanding God's character. That's the heart of the whole conversation. It's like what Brother Andrew, who famously smuggled Bibles into communist nations for decades, described in his book, And God Changed His Mind. He wrote of the famous moment in the Old Testament when Moses pleads with God to change his plan for Israel, and God concedes. Of that moment, Brother Andrew wrote, "We know that God is not only the holy, sovereign, eternal King, but he is also our loving Father, fair, just, compassionate, forgiving, and true to his word. We see, too, that God does not want to hurt or destroy his people. He goes to incredible lengths to avoid it, forgiving not just once or twice, but 70 times 7, before his righteousness finally demands payment of the penalty for sin. Nobody has even been able to say to God, 'You didn't give me a chance.' God always gives us more chances than we deserve to turn from sin and become his friends. The answer to the question, 'Who is God?' is the basis of all prayer, because we cannot relate to God in anything but a superficial way until we know who he is. What is true of prayer is also true of God's will. Understanding God's will begins with the question, 'Who is God?' You can't seriously consider the will of God unless you are convinced that God's will is worth submitting to, that God is trustworthy, and so his will for your life must be trustworthy, and that he is looking out for your best interests. You have to be confident that God really is good, that he really is holy, that he really does love you with a love so deep that it gives his heart pain to see you living your life to any standard less than the one he has designed you to follow. You need a passionate desire to understand God's character before you can hope to understand his will. One of my favorite books on God's character is The Knowledge of the Holy by A.W. Tozer. I highly encourage you to read it or another book that intimately explores the character of God. When you understand who God is, you come to the conclusion that not only is God's will worth submitting to, but you must submit to it. Fighting our own will. But God's will isn't the only plan by which you could live your life. There are many plans you could potentially follow. You could follow the will of a friend or a parent. You could follow the will of an employer or of a spouse. But more often than not,